Aussie F1 driver Daniel Ricciardo has pulled off a stunning victory in the prestigious Monaco Grand Prix overnight. Ricciardo overcame a loss of power midway through the race to record the victory, his first when starting on pole position. Elsewhere, Real Madrid defeated Liverpool 3-1 in the UEFA Champions League final, which was filled with controversy. It is the Spanish club's third successive Champions League title. Joining us to talk about these stories and more is our sports correspondent, Jacob Leek. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Tommy, mate. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, is this Ricciardo's best F1 victory?
Yeah, it was definitely up there. He kept saying after the race that it was a redemption for 2 years ago when he was leading the race and his pit crew stuffed up. It was great. It was good watching. As you said, it was he lost power and he was driving around on six gears for most of the race there. And I heard Vettel say that who finished second, just said that he drove really well when he needed to. And I think he got to the stage where Ricciardo was about, at the start of the race, was about 5 seconds in front, and then Vettel came back and was less than a second behind. And then, Ricciardo, drove really well all day.
Is it clear now what caused the power problems?
I'm not too sure. I couldn't read in. I didn't read into much of it. They just said that they lost gearbox. They had a gearbox trouble, and they were losing power. So, I'm not too sure. Unless they might delve into it a bit more in depth this week, hopefully. Ricciardo and his team were saying that it was just problem with power and. So I guess with F1 cars, when they're worth so many millions of dollars, they don't really want to delve too much into it, I guess.
Now, where does this leave Ricciardo in the Drivers' Championship?
I'm pretty sure he's in third. So, Lewis Hamilton, sorry. Top three podium getters are also in the top three of the champions. The top three of the championship. So hopefully. I was listening to the commentators last night watching it, and they said that after a while Vettel couldn't overtake Ricciardo, so they were just trying to make sure that he stayed in front of Hamilton to get the points. So he's going into a good spot into. Canada, Ricciardo. So, he has won that race before. So, it'll be interesting couple of weeks coming up.
We'll follow up on that when that's closer to the event. And moving on to Champions League final, Liverpool keeper Luis Carius made two vital errors in what's been called one of the worst performances of all time. Can you talk us through what happened here?
Yeah, Tommy. I guess he had a brain fade coming into the 51st minute. I don't know what he was thinking. I saw it and I was like, what are you doing? There was a Real Madrid player right in front of him, and instead of clearing the ball, he threw it. And Benzema, the Real Madrid player, just stuck his leg out and ended up scoring a goal off a deflection. So... I'm not too sure what happened there. And then Mane came back in on the 55th minute and scored a good goal there off a set piece from a corner to get them 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- quite possibly one of the better goals I've seen. Over the head bicycle kick in the 64th minute to go 2-1 up, and then in the 83rd minute was the second goal, goalkeeper blunder where Gareth Bale was out of the 10 yard box, probably 20 yards out from goal, and just had a had a ping, as we say in Australia, and the goalkeeper had it, and then it wasn't in his hands anymore in the back of the net. So yeah, he had a howler.
Well, it sounds like Real Madrid well earned their victory, but further adding to Liverpool's woes, they also lost their leading goal scorer, Mohamed Salah, early in the match. How much of an effect do you think this had on their performance?
It didn't help. I saw him go off there, and I'm not too sure. It didn't look that bad to me, to be honest. So, I'm not too sure if what went on there. I think it was his shoulder. It might have maybe it popped out and popped back in, for a game that doesn't really, you don't really need your arms. Would have just got the magic spray on it and kept playing, because you're away for Champions League final. You don't really, I play through pain, that's for sure.
Sports correspondent Jacob Leake is with us, talking us through the sports news of the week. Now onto the netball, and we don't have any better news this week. The Adelaide Thunderbirds woes continue. They again failed to win not only a match but a quarter on the weekend. Where does this leave them?
It leaves them a dead last there, Tommy. They're not going too well. They did play a lot better. Just not good enough to get the chocolates. They did make the Lightning work for the win. So the Lightning were the premiers from last year. They were sitting on the bottom of the ladder with the Thunderbirds, but have recorded two wins in a row. So I think they're getting their season back on track. But, yeah, I'm not too sure where this leaves the Thunderbirds. They're just not really going too well on it. I'm not too sure what they're going to do to change it around. Maybe, I don't know. It's struggling a bit.
It's a bit tough to see where they can go at this point in the season. They've been called having the worst attacking and defensive side in the competition. Would you say this is a fair analysis?
Well, yeah. When you sit bottom, there's got to be reasons. And, when the best offence is a good defence. And, they're not going too well. I mean, they are scoring okay. But when your defense isn't going too well and there's the other team scoring more goals than you, it's usually hard to win a game of netball.
Well, all we can do is hope, Leakey, and next time that we've got some better results to speak about.
Yeah, that's it, Tony.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries, mate.